You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Reds lost to the New York Mets Wednesday afternoon in the finale of their three-game series, final score 7-0. It was not a good return to the mound for Red starter Jeff Hoffman, who gave up 5 runs in 4 innings, including a Dominic Smith grand slam in the third. Offensively, Cincinnati simply couldn't do anything off Mets starter Marcus Stroman, who pitched 8 innings of one-hit shutout baseball. Highlights coming up, but first some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Cowboy, the tone was set pretty early in this ball game. A home run by Jonathan Villar in the second inning against Jeff Hoffman, and that really proved to be all the Mets would need. First of all, Marcus Stroman was dominant. Jeff Hoffman and his return from the IL, anything but. And after the grand slam he surrendered in the third, that was pretty much all she wrote in this one for the Redlegs.
Yeah, I think you as the starting pitcher are the one that really sets the tone for the ball game, especially when you've got a guy on the other side like Marcus Stroman that has put together a pretty good year. Now, you look at Stroman's numbers, he's yet to lose a ball game when the Mets have scored at least 3 runs. Well, they were able to do that with one swing of the bat in the third inning. And after that, you see why he hasn't lost. I mean, he just flat shut the Reds down after that. But I think that with the way that Hoffman was pitching behind in the count and the fact that he gave up the grand slam in the third, it just kind of sucked the life out of the position players, and they weren't able to really generate anything against Stroman.
No, they weren't, and you certainly hope that this does not start a trend for the Reds, because the Reds had been swinging the bats pretty well. In fact, the offense has really carried this team. You kind of fear at this point that could send them into a bit of a tailspin.
Well, you hope that everything is able to be regrouped and get yourself together when the Cardinals come to town. That's not a series that you want to not be able to have your best foot forward.
Off day couldn't come at a better time. Mets take 2 out of 3 from the Reds. The Reds are just 1-5 on this homestand. Off day tomorrow, then the Cardinals in town for 3 in a weekend series. Yid, back to you.
Now to the highlights. Jeff Hoffman came off the injured list early on Wednesday to make the start against New York. He walked leadoff hitter Brandon Nimmo on 4 pitches in the first, but rebounded and retired the next 3 batters. With 1 out in the second inning, though, things changed when he faced Jonathan Villar.
This 0-2 pitch is launched to right field. Aquino's going back. He's at the wall, leaps, it is gone. On an 0-2 pitch, Jonathan Villar sends it out of here to right, and it's his 10th home run of the year, and it gives the Mets a 1-0 lead.
Things really fell apart for Hoffman in the third inning when he had to face the top of the Mets order for the second time. He gave up singles to Brandon Nimmo, to Jeff McNeil, and to Pete Alonso to load the bases with no outs. He then had a deal with cleanup hitter Dominic Smith.
Here's Dominic Smith. And he hits this one high into the air, deep left field. Winker going back, and it's gone. That's a grand slam. 5-0 Mets.
Hoffman put 2 runners on base in the fourth, but neither scored, and at that point, his day was finished. 4 innings pitched, 7 hits, 5 runs, all of them earned, 3 walks, no strikeouts, 2 home runs. He threw 82 pitches, 44 for strikes. Tony Santion replaced Hoffman in the fifth, and things didn't get any better. He gave up a 1-out double to Tomas Nito, and that was followed by this.
The 2-2. Hit in the air and hit pretty well. Deep right field, going back Aquino. He looks up at the wall. It is gone. That's a 2-run home run for Luis Guillermo, his first.
Sean Doolittle pitched a scoreless 6 for Cincinnati. R.J. Alanis pitched a scoreless 7th. He came back in the 8th, and the first batter he faced was Jeff McNeil, and his shortstop really helped him out.
This division getting really tight really quick. I think that kind of tells you what the Brewers are thinking as well. Ground ball deep short. Backhand diving stop. Farmer to his feet. Throws out at first. What a play. Kyle Farmer. That was a sharply hit ground ball to Farmer's backhand. He made a diving stop. Popped to his feet and falling away from the play. He still threw a dart on target to first base to get McNeil.
Edgar Garcia replaced Alanis at that point and got the final 2 outs of the inning. Meanwhile, the Reds simply could not get anything going against Mets starter Marcus Stroman. The Reds had just three base runners in his eight innings on the mound. He hit a batter, gave up a hit to Aristides Aquino, and walked one batter. At one point, he retired 14 straight Reds. Jarys Familia came on in the ninth. He struck out Freeman. He struck out India and then ended the game against Jesse Winker.
Payoff pitch again. Strike three called. Got him looking. Winker thought it was outside. Jarys Familia comes out of the Mets bullpen and strikes out the side to close out the game. Marcus Stroman and Familia combined to one hit and shut out the Reds in the wrap-up of this three-game series at Great American Ballpark.
Here are the totals for New York. 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 10 left on base. Cincinnati, no runs, 1 hit. 1 error, they stranded 2. Stroman, the winner, 7-8. Hoffman, the loser, 3-5. Home runs in the game, New York hit 3 of them. VR, number 10. Smith, number 11. Guillorme, number 1. 2 hours and 59 minutes, 19,896 at Great American Ballpark. With the defeat, the Reds are now 49-47, but just 24-25 at Great American Ballpark. Time to hear from Reds manager David Bell.
David, what do you think led to Hoffman's struggles today? Knocking off a little rust or just too many pitches center cut?
Really, you know, the home runs were accounted for the runs, but wasn't so much the homers. It was just getting behind in the count a little bit, made it tougher on them. Seemed to be a lot of 2-0 counts, and that's really what was really the difference, was creating that's what created the opportunities for the Mets to get off good swings, get base runners. So that's what I saw. Like you said, it was his first time back, so you definitely take that into account.
What did Stroman do today that kept your hitters so off balance?
Yeah, we ran into a good one today, and he was at his best. Just a lot of movement on his pitches, and did a great job of changing speeds. He just pitched a really, really solid game against us and was able to shut us down.
Obviously not the way you guys want to come out of the break. You got another off day tomorrow, but what can you do to rally the troops here?
Yeah, we'll be fine. Like you said, off day tomorrow, regroup a little bit. We have a big series to look forward to coming Friday with the Cardinals coming to town. We have a lot to look forward to. A lot of great things have happened to get us to this point where you know, we can look forward to big series coming up. That's really all you need.
The Reds have Thursday off before beginning a three-game series against the St. Louis Cardinals on Friday night. In Game 1, Tyler Mahle goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He's looking for his 8th win of the season. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 6:40. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10. And once again, the final score on Wednesday afternoon, the Mets 7, the Reds nothing. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.